Closing your eyes. And as you close your eyes, the first thing you might notice is how your posture is, whether it's as upright and relaxed as you thought it was when your eyes were open. And making any adjustments so that you're relying on the bones and not the muscles. The spine is erect but not rigid. And there's a sense of balance in the body. And once you have the posture in a way that's supportive and easeful, just start noticing whatever arises in your field of experience, physical sensation. Maybe the temperature in the room, the feel of air on your skin, the texture of your clothing. The pressure under your buttocks or under your feet. The way the earth is supporting you. You might notice the overall energy in the body. We're not trying to change anything here. We're just using all these sensations as things to notice, objects of attention, a way to be present, anchored in this moment. You might notice the light on your eyelids, sounds. Any little aches or pains that arise in your awareness. And the breath. The breath is the most reliable sensation because as long as we're alive, we're breathing. And even though it has many variations that make it an interesting place to hold our attention, it is always there. So you might focus on the whole breath arising, falling away, the inhalation and the exhalation, the brief pauses at the height of the breath and the emptiness of the breath. Or you might keep your attention at a particular place where you feel the breath strongest. Maybe where it enters in your nostrils. Maybe as it rises and falls in your chest or your belly. Wherever it holds your interest. Relaxing and releasing any tension that arises. Checking in again to make sure the muscles are relaxed. And focusing on cultivating spacious ease. Spacious awareness. Thoughts will arise and fall away. And if we've created spaciousness, we can allow them to pass through our field of awareness. you find you get caught up in a thought, lost in a fog, the moment that you're aware that you've been thinking, that's really a moment of celebration, because in this moment, you're fully aware. So you simply refocus on the breath or other physical sensation. If you get caught up in scolding yourself for not being present, that's just another thought to get lost in. So we do this with great compassion. We set paired intentions for our meditation practice. First, to be present in this moment, anchored in physical sensation. And second, to be compassionate with ourselves when we realize we haven't been present at all. And that's the practice. So we'll go into silence now.